Hello, everyone. This is Peter Granich on Wednesday, March 18th at 7:30 a.m. I always remind you this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. I had great reservation to speak about this as a good part of me wanted to just leave well enough alone. Since the end of 2021, I managed to hit it out of the park with all things metals and mining. I would have the best 1 year and 5 year performance in my entire 42-year career. I came into 2026 with a super defensive position, albeit super heavily weighted in just one stock that I keep adding to. As the first quarter winds down, staying pat appears to be the safer and more peaceful stance. But just when I thought I was out, the metals and mining sector wants to pull me back in. The industry saw widespread triple-digit gains in 2025, but now almost all are down at least double-digit from their 52-week highs, and some widely held ones are off 25% or more from their highs already. So are the metals themselves, and the Middle East war has led to widespread casualties in the mining and junior sector. Riverboat Pete is itching to take some of his huge cash position and start a process of putting it back into key mining shares and maybe even some juniors. But to name them publicly is just asking for trouble now, especially how I already see retail investors whining and blaming everybody, but who's really at fault for their declines, which they can easily see if they just get a mirror. So, what I will just state publicly is a phase back in buyer, a scaled down buying approach that appears worthy for the non-whiners. Entry points would be considered on an individual basis, but the absolute last buy-in one would be around the lows made in the parabolic sell-off. For gold, that's around 4,400, and silver, the high 60s. Copper, anywhere from 550 and below, would be an early Christmas present in my book. Again, for U.S. residents, including clients of our planning group, if you're going to be seriously invested in this sector and you are really, really interested in getting good supporting advice, I strongly suggest you have an account with J.D. Duckett at First Securities Northwest. No one knows this sector better in my book, including yours truly, than J.D. I myself have an account with him. His contact information is below. I do hope to have a chance to discuss this and more on our live YouTube chat this Sunday evening. Please now have a most blessed Wednesday.